Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Former Warriors sideline reporter Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair.
Yeah. Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
Full show.
On 95.7, The Game.
We've got a heck of a show coming up today, and I can't wait to get it started. Let me just tell you what's going on first, gentlemen. First of all, we'll talk about the Warriors. They beat the Spurs 121-99. They play the Knicks tonight. They played their best game of the year last night. We've got Frank Isola, ESPN, Sirius Radio, one of the best in the business, based out of New York, and we're going to talk hoops with him. Talk a little Warriors-Knicks tonight, maybe talk a little Nets. He's always one of the best. And then at 12:30 today, we have a special giveaway we're going to tell you about. We're going to be giving away something tomorrow on the show that I think it's pretty big, and I think you'll think it's pretty big too. So we're going to tell you what that is at 12:30, and how you can win this super duper prize. Oh, and also 12:45 Jeopardy. Whoa. Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Guys.
Here we go.
I mean, this show takes a lot of organization. I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
I thought that was the big giveaway you were talking about, the way that you tend to give it away late in the Dibley double round. I thought you were, you were not foreshadowing a later get.
2 minutes in.
Huh. Yeah, well, I mean.
You say a minute and a half in.
Yeah, go ahead and pay the under, Goo. I mean, I got to get my digs in now, being the only one who thought the Spurs were going to win last night. So I got to get my jabs in early before I take it on the chin. Gustradamus was the one who he smelled a blowout. I don't know if you saw a Wiseman-led blowout, Goo, but congrats to you and all those who saw that thing coming. What a game last night.
Nice job, Goo.
Yeah, seriously. And I don't want to pat myself on the back, but don't forget I nailed the Sharks game. They won 2-1. Anyway. That Warrior team I saw last night has me feeling good. I don't want to overreact, but at the end of the day, I think Steve Kerr went Jedi mind trick when he put that out there in the world about the starting five, because they answered the bell. And I'm looking at Wiseman. I mean, just watching the guy go up and do the David Robinson, I'm wondering, why can't we see this every game? So I'm asking you two, was that – bad defense by the Spurs coming to help and leaving Wiseman alone? Or can Dub Nation expect to see that tonight, Steiny and Dibs, against the New York Knicks? Because if we get more of that, I mean, this fifth seed, that's currently where they're at. This thing could get real or higher.
And by higher, you mean lower. Like closer to one.
No, high.
Yeah.
Yeah, closer to one.
It's a higher seed, but the number is lower. It's always one of those.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Conundrums, yeah. You know, he's
fired up.
Yeah, I'm sensing that he's starting to maybe look around and talk to the civic authorities about where the parade route would be, you know, because it's tough to go to, tough to go down to Market and make it all the way down to end it at Chase, right, Goo? So you go ahead and keep working on that. Two games above 500.
I'll come down in the middle here. I'll come down in the middle here. You know, it's funny because the Clippers game and the Lakers games were great comeback wins. And they were, you know, they're great to win because nobody likes LeBron here and the Clippers are, you know, supposed to be good. But last night's game was almost better. It was almost more satisfying in a way because it was four quarters of being in total control of the game. They got up 35-18 late in the first quarter. It never was a ball game. Now, to answer Goo's question, can that happen every game? No. No, it can't. If you look at the Spurs, they have no rim protectors on that team. Mm. Lamar Aldridge is anchored to the ground. Pirtle's not a great interior defender. But that's what teams that are good do. They exploit another team's weakness. Can they do it tonight against the Knicks? We'll see. But all systems right now look pretty good. This team's 8-6. And I think the most encouraging thing, Dibs, at least for Warrior fans, is this team's looking like they found a little niche here, or at least kind of figured out how to play together.
And first things first, let's start in the first with that first unit and how they came out and how they looked. And the early Oubre ouster, the EOO, which allows him to come back strong in the second quarter, I think is a strategy that's working. So maybe that's the solution to should you start him or should you not. You give him, 4 to 6 minutes and get him that quick break of a sweat, knowing he's coming back with a fury in the second quarter. And by the way, the other thing that happened in that first quarter, other than them dominating, was Steph was able to lay back offensively. I don't think he took his first shot for 5 or 6 minutes, Stein. And if he took one, that's all he took. And then all of a sudden he gets hot toward the end of the quarter to make a good decisive start into a blowout in the making. So they were able to serve both of those things last night in that first quarter.
And you know what, Steiny and Dibs, I'm looking at the season in its totality, and when you're down 19 or 20 points, I'm just talking about team sports in general, and you don't have firepower, when you get behind, it's over. And the one trait, and I'm not selling getting behind in games, obviously, but the fact that they were able to do it against two top-tier teams, we know this team, when all cylinders are clicking, has firepower. And I'm just wondering, is it about to take off now? And if you can incorporate Wiseman, we saw Draymond again getting some buckets, everybody contributing. I know the second unit didn't have their best night, but I'm up here excited. And the reason I'm excited is I'm looking at the standings, and I'm going to slow my roll, but this is the beauty and essence of sports. We always think we know what's going to happen. Denver, the Pelicans, and some other teams in the West are not where we had them pegged to be. And the Warriors are at the fifth right now, Stoney. And I just got to say this, as they work through it and grow, why not the Warriors right now? I guess what I'm saying is I don't think there's anything flukish about 8-6. And I'm not saying throw a parade, but there's some good signs I'm starting to see develop.
Yeah, I mean, 8-6 is a good start. I don't think there's any doubt about this. You know, when you look at the objective predictions from Vegas, they had this team about 500, maybe a game or two over. They're on that pace, if not a little ahead. I'd caution. Season's not even 20% over yet. Just 14 games. After tonight, the Warriors, you know, will have played 9 home games in 15. So they do have to go out on the road a little bit coming up. But, no, I'm not going to sit here and say this team's a mirage. I think maybe they're not quite as good as they've looked at their best? Probably I would say that, but I don't think they were as bad as they looked at their worst either. So they're 8-6, and this is the kind of consistency they're going to have through the year if they want to make the playoffs, quite frankly. It's not time, Dibs, yet for Warrior fans to celebrate. We're going to the playoffs and now we can make noise. That'll come over time.
Right. And the trends, though, 20% into the season, and you sit exactly 20% into a 72-game truncated schedule – at the 14-game mark, which is almost akin to four games into an NFL season. We always talk about those quarters, you know, and where will the Warriors be when they're a quarter way into the season here in a small handful of games. But right now the trends are pointing in the positive direction, the goo direction, as opposed to the negative or the dibs direction, as I had the lowest prediction for this team. It's looking like Wiggins is interested, engaged, and consistent. Wiseman, while learning and somewhat limited, when he can do what he did last night, wow, in the short term, you know, the ability to have that much vertical spacing. And Steiny makes a great point about the lack of interior defense. You saw some better centers able to root him out of his comfortable spots. Yesterday, Wiseman was able to run pretty free to the rim, but Oubre Jr.'s ability to defend and attack better than we thought. Pascal looks to be the real deal as a sixth man. Draymond, when healthy and fresh, is still Draymond, and Steph Curry is finding new ways to score with the three ball. And by the way, driving to the cup like we've never seen. How? And I'm not trying to give flowers to a guy who already has a full garden of them, but how did Steph get better since we last saw him?
Steiny, you go, because you know that was my thing. I kept saying, I don't think he's getting enough credit for his ability, what I deem his improved ability to go to the cup. I even said he wasn't getting the whistle. But I think now it could be that janky defense that we see, and now he has to score a different way because he doesn't have Clay. But it is breathtaking, Steiny and Dibs. Some of the moves we see the chef, it's Kyrie Irving-like, and maybe that's a diss to Steph. It's Steph Curry-like to use those angles in the glass with these trees and this guy, this short guy amongst them, and yet he's just finishing. Steiny, I'm not going to say he's MVP because I'm looking at Embiid, maybe Durant. My point is he's getting off in these games, and he's having moments to where you're like, okay, if this team's going to do anything, it starts with 30. And again, 26 last night, it wasn't 50, but you felt – when he goes on that run, the rest of the gang just follows. And Dibs, you didn't mention Bazemore. He's coming off the bench like he's been here forever. Like he's ready to go. I like what I'm seeing. That's all I'm saying.
888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling about the Golden State Warriors? And I'm talking more over like the last three or four games. I mean, have your expectations changed for this team? All right, I think we all came into this season thinking, you know what, six would be nice, seven or eight getting into that playoff game would be nice. I mean, are we looking at home court? Are we looking at home court throughout the playoffs? This from the 415, James Wiseman should be handed the Rookie of the Year right now. Not so fast, 415. I have my rookie meter in front of me where I've been tracking all the NBA rookies this year, and I'll give you an updated look at the standings in terms of rookie.
Steiny's rookometer is coming up.
It's a rookometer. I mean,
we're teasing the big 12:30 announcement. Where can we slot that bad boy in there? Can we get that at 10:45, Stein?
Why not? Why not, Dibs? Let's do that at 10:45. I'll do that at 10:45. Guru, what you think they're a home? You think they can get the fourth seed?
I haven't seen anything to suggest that, you know, that's impossible. And again, everything that went into my prediction of 44 wins was Steph Curry-esque, and we're seeing him get off. And now that Oubre's kind of got past the slump, I don't know if you guys are ready to declare it over, but I got to tip my cap to him for not getting in the coffin that social media put out there for him, and now he's being productive. So to answer your question, Steiny, I don't know what the Western Conference is going to look like. Phoenix lost two key players in McCollum and Nurkic. Denver, you know, they're kind of sleepwalking right now. I don't think that's crazy. And again, I'll say it like this, Dibs. Number 30 is going to go down as a transcendent player, as we know, and an all-time great. I can't rob him of taking this version of the Golden State Warriors to the fourth seed. The more in each game that goes by, I'm like, you know what? That ain't as crazy as some might have thought it sounded at the beginning of this season.
Well, you still got to stay healthy, too. You still got to stay healthy. And, you know, you got to also be smart about the COVID. We're seeing more and more stuff happened. Memphis just had their next three games canceled. Oof. I'm sorry, postponed. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. It's been a good week for the Golden State Warriors. Have your expectations now of this team changed? And also, coming up at 12:30, we're going to tell you how to win a prize that's going to make a lot of you guys think, well, that's a prize that I want. We're going to talk about that on the other side.
Now, back to Steinie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Wanamaker back to Bazemore. Bazemore drives on Mills. Hook pass to the wing to Pascal. Up top, Wanamaker. Shot clock at 5. Back to Bazemore. Right corner, 3. No. Oubre Jr. catches and dunks it in one motion. Flying high, throwing it down hard.
Yeah, it was a nice follow dunk by Kelly Oubre. Hey, did he cut himself on his face? He's had that bandage for a while. What
Shout out Nelly.
No, Goo, do you know what that is?
I just found out and I was about to speak on it. The text line can be your friend. So I told the missus, because they're in love, and my daughter, Oubre, they go, somebody must have scratched him. So I guess he got, you know, the bandage. I go, where'd that come from? But he got a face tat. So he had the bandage to cover the face tat. And I just found that out.
Are
just
you sure?
Now. Positive. That's where the Band-Aid came from. Okay. I don't know what the tat is, but...
Right. Yeah.
Well, it can't be very big because the Band-Aid's not very big. It's one of those small rectangular ones, Dibs, that you know, maybe put a little cut on a fingernail.
Face tats, 888-957-9570. Why? I don't have any tattoos, so... And I'm not anti-tattoo.
Neither is Goo.
And I don't think you do either, Steinie. No. Not that I've seen, you know, we've... You know, been friends for quite some time, but I don't know if we've ever had that discussion. This is not to be pro or con tattoo. I'm just curious about the leap to the face tat. And why, what do you go with?
Let's say this. Let's put the rat on the table. Back in my era, the 70s.
You want to put the tat on the table, Goo?
Oh, nice.
We can do that. Nice. Tat the rat. You seen a man with a tattoo, he was a badass. He was about, quote unquote, that life. That's what tattoos, you know, signal to me. Nowadays, the Pee Wee Hermans, the soft guys, they got the face tats. Get out of here. It's out of control is all I'm saying.
It's lost its edge is what you're saying.
I know exactly what you're saying, but I do disagree a little bit. If you're getting a tattoo in a place that's basically visible 24/7, you are about that life. Either that or you've got FU money. But I tell you what, you want to put a tat on your neck and that's going to be what you're going with till you pass away? That's gutsy.
Face is face. Other than this pandemic with the mask, like you're saying, your face is out there. And, you know, so this is a no judgment. This is a judgment-free zone. I'm just curious. I'm truly fascinated by the face tat phenomenon. Anyway, that's the nature of the Oubre Band-Aid. It wasn't a nod to the Pride of St. Louis Nelly, who had the extraneous or the unnecessary Band-Aid.
Okay. Yeah. Just file that under places I won't go. Face tats.
It's overrated.
What's the easiest place to get a tattoo?
I have a friend, Little Mike from Union City. Cool. Spent some time behind bars, you know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. And he has a face tat, Steinie, and it scares you to look at him. So we'll go around, and I can see other people uncomfortable looking at it like, dude, when you see the writing on the face, it is kind of scary.
Can you have a face?
When is it
tat?
Was it a prison tattoo also?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like done in a like well, in a
an organization
battle.
He was involved with, he had tatted on his face. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like the Young Republicans or something like that?
Yeah, it was like the Chamber of Commerce type of thing. Yeah.
Back
to the face tats.
You can never judge a book by its cover. So I'm sure your boy – Little Mike is a good guy. Nice guy?
Very nice, yeah.
Really? Back to Wiggins.
If you needed some help, he'll help you out, though, Snidey.
All right. I'll tell you one thing. I saw a lot on Twitter last night. A lot of people bringing up, remember the preseason predictions with the Warriors? They had ESPN had a model that had the Warriors 14th in the Western Conference. And there are a lot of people starting to come out of the woodwork now saying, oh, really? Is this a 14 seed? I will say that that model took into account injuries. For example, Steph Curry, I think estimated in that model that he would miss like 18 games or 15 games because it was based on his last 3 years. So that was one of the reasons that they were down so low. But the other reason they were down so low is because the team's unfamiliar with each other. And when did the season start? December 24th, almost a month into the season. We are a month into the season. And
22nd.
I mean, this team, I think this is a credit to Steve Kerr. And, you know, people that criticize him maybe ought to take a step back. This team's better. This team has gotten a lot better in a month than I thought they could, to tell you the truth, Dibs.
And better on the defensive end as well. Not only offensively are they figuring out how to play together and what the rotation should be. And I think the Oubre Jr. Wiggins rotational swap, at least in the short term, has been a nice boost. Plus, finding ways to make Wiggins comfortable. And you saw early on, they looked for him. And when he was running the floor, Draymond and Steph both went out of their way to make sure they got him the ball. And there was that one possession where he had the player pinned down. I think it was in the third quarter. And Wanamaker didn't go to him. The ball goes back to Draymond. And Draymond all but forced the ball into him just to send that message of, hey, big fella, we see you working. You're about to get the ball. You're about to get rewarded. So it's not only the fact that they're playing hard. They're learning to play together. And I thought, Snidey, defensively last night, granted, San Antonio didn't shoot, and they're not a great shooting team. They challenged a lot of those threes, especially in that first half.
You know what, Dibs, you're right.
Spurs, Guru, real quick, Spurs were 4-for-33 from three-point range.
At what point do you say, you know what, fellas, maybe it ain't our night from deep. Let's try to get to the rack or get fouled. But I know that's the era of basketball we're in. But I believe the Spurs – they got a couple guys I like on that Spur team. Your guy Walker.
He stunk last night.
Yeah, he
– and,
he
I tell you, and you know, as a fellow
– Red MPA.
Well, fellow player, a fellow colleague, essentially, is from Reading, PA. He's got to be better. He's got to be – he stunk. And the nice thing is, you know, if you're from Reading, you're not afraid to tell somebody that to their face, Goo. You got to be honest with people. Lonnie Walker was terrible last night.
And
go
speaking
ahead.
Of being honest,
I'm
I
done
will,
with him for
with
the day,
people.
By the way.
Remember we talked about, do you trade the number 2 pick for Aldridge? Thank God we didn't do that.
First of all, you know what?
That game was too fast for
first
him.
Of
that,
all,
you know?
Okay, hold on a second. And these are the kind of people that I want to smack, to tell you the truth.
It bothered me.
Okay, so now, I mean, oh, everybody, how about the tools that wanted to do Wiggins? Listen, the trade was before the draft. Just listen for one sec to everybody who thinks everybody wanted to do that trade. It was the Warriors' number 2 and Wiggins for the 11 and Aldridge. Now, why would you do that? The reason you would have done that if you were the Warriors is because, first of all, Aldridge is a free agent at the end of the year, so you would have gotten off his money. And if you remember, before the games were played this year, everybody was down on Wiggins and his $120 million that he's owed. Also, the Warriors have acknowledged they got luxury tax issues. They're paying Wiseman $8-plus million. So if they move back to 11, they pay that guy about $2 or $3 million. Also, the other point we brought up was nobody knew who the number 2 player was, and I'm sure Steph and Draymond, if you thought their window was open, you would have taken a look at Aldridge. I don't think anybody said definitely go do that. It was just something that was discussed. But Aldridge, you know what you're getting with Aldridge. He's going to be good and he's going to be bad. Because he's old right now. He's got moments, but he's like any older player, Dibs. He's not going to score 20 a night anymore. He certainly didn't last night.
And you look at that Spurs core, and you think about this Warriors core in 2 or 3 years when because Fitz was doing a good job of laying out the contrast in their roster, and it made me think, in 2 years when Draymond's in his 12th year and Steph's in his 14th and Klay's in his 12th, and you know you're gonna have a group of veterans, but then hopefully you have Pascal in his 4th year and Wiseman in his 3rd, and next year's picks in their 2nd. So you'll see this core coming up. Which is how you, and I'm not saying they're going to match the Spurs' success. What was Popovich, 22 of 24 postseason appearances? That's nearly unprecedented. You mentioned it, Steiny. I think Kerr would have to make the playoffs 15 of the next 16 in order to match Pop with two titles, et cetera, to even, you know, and no one's done it like right. Pop for as long as him. But the point being, you got that right, Pop. Yeah. The organization could be set up for success if the core ages gracefully and the youngsters come up and they can fill the shoes.
Yeah. Let's go out to Duriel. Duriel's in San Jose. Wants to talk about expectations. Hey, Duriel, what's going on?
Hey, as far as the Warriors go, I feel like still they're one of the best teams still if you look at it on paper. From top our starting five all the way down to the bench too. Like, we're one of the best teams, man. We got the best coach. We got a superstar on our team, Draymond. I think that these guys, if they play up to their potential and they do what the coach is telling them to do, and, you know, and the bench decides that, you know, the bench is going to kick in and do their job, then there's no reason why the Warriors shouldn't be there at the end. Western Conference Finals, at least. You know, I feel like they could do it, especially if Draymond's going to score points. I didn't think he was going to do it, man. I thought that, you know, it might be the play to go against him scoring whatever points they set for him, you know, for the rest of the season, but maybe not. And, you know, as long as Wiggins and Oubre, they can score 15 points a game, that's okay. As long as they're playing great defense and Wiseman is scoring, close to 20 points or whatever. You know, either way, we could take it. He could score 12 or whatever if they want to step it up and score, you know, 17, 18. But, yeah, we can do it, man. This team is strong. And, we're gonna be a hard out for whoever we play in the playoffs.
Thanks, Duriel. Appreciate it. Wow. Goo, Western Conference Finals.
You know what? I'm feeling a little chipper like Jones today. I don't think that's
that's a good that's, new one.
You know, that's, you know, out of the equation. And I'm going to say this real quick, fellas. I hate the fact that this team fouls so much, but Wiggins and Oubre make it difficult on guys bringing up the ball. And I won't throw Scottie Pippen out there, but it's a poor man Scottie Pippen in regard to their pests, Steiny. They are pests, and I think that bothered San Antonio. They kind of get in your space to where the space you take for granted, what do I want to do tonight? And then it's like, oh, damn, who is this? And you're getting rid of the ball, flustered passes. So that is going to be a staple along with Draymond. And if my young guy, the young fella Dibs, as I call him, Wiseman, can get more minutes defensively, the Warriors got action.
Yeah, I think that's which is him doing Steiny, so that's actually a second generational impersonation.
What do you
right
got?
There. Yeah, which is I occasionally will do me doing JD doing Steiny. What do you got?
just to
play along with that. But last night you got such great production out of those Wiseman minutes that's about where you're looking at it from a comfort zone standpoint, because you saw toward the end of I think his second stretch on the floor, he was starting to get a little bit ahead of himself. He made the move and he lost the ball, and then he was starting to get a little bit, you know, overamped, maybe overstimulated. He knew he was playing well. He actually got a couple of daps from Draymond, you know, because Wiseman made that one mistake where he didn't rotate over, and Draymond came down. He kind of, hey, it's all right, young fella. Yeah, you know, you're on fire. He didn't give him the scolding. It was just like a, you know, keep doing it. And then so once he started to move a little too fast, it's like, okay, that was a good 6 or 7 minute, 8 minute run. Wiseman was amazing last night, but this doesn't mean you stretch him out to 32 minutes tonight.
This is from the 650 Goo. You ready to answer a question?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is Guru still asking Draymond Green to do layups instead of lobbing to Wiseman? A little cheap shot at you, but I wanted you to give it, you know, to reply.
I don't take it as a cheap shot, Stoddy. I actually feel like, you know, Dre heard our show or the thing that went over the airways, and, you know, he honed in on just putting that ball up. But he can do both. And when you see Draymond Green score the ball goes through the hoop on something he created, Stoddy, I honestly think it gives this team an infusion of, like, okay, we're all invested. Everybody's contributing, as opposed to Draymond having the burden of trying to get dibs off and trying to get Steiny off. Sometimes you need to get off, and then what you do so well, get others off. It's the power in numbers, and I like when I see 23 put the ball through the hoop.
Yeah, how many did he have last night, Draymond? Let me look. Draymond with 9. Draymond with 9 points,
dude,
6 assists.
Oh my goodness.
Just one rebound. Just one rebound last night, but it didn't really matter. The Warriors were in control.
It's funny about that one rebound, Steiny, because, and again, I think this speaks to the nuance of Draymond as a coach. There were, I'd say, 3 rebounds at least where it was he and Wiseman, and he just let Wiseman go up and get it. And now Draymond could have gotten the rebound, or obviously you're not going to ever fight your teammate over it, but I was getting a sense that he knew that Wiseman was on one, and so he was almost, you know, in those uncontested situations, go ahead, young fella, pad your numbers, you know, run the break. It was kind of a fun vibe for me watching Draymond, because once that game got comfortable, which was, what, mid-second quarter,
right,
even by halftime, and they were in command the whole way, so Draymond was almost just kind of looking out for his little brother out there.
Yeah, you might be onto something there too. Let him get some numbers, and hell, maybe Draymond then can start leaking out a little, and they can fast break even quicker than if Draymond gets a rebound and gets it himself, brings it up himself. 888-957-9570 is the number. Optimism is abounding today in Warriorville, and they play the New York Knicks tonight. And this is the kind of game you want to follow up with a win against the Knicks. And I don't care how it comes. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if it's a one-point win. This is the game you got to follow the Spurs up, the Spurs game up with a win. It's always fun. It's always funny, though, to think, guys, that while the Warriors were playing last night, you know, the Knicks are sitting in a hotel 2 blocks from the Chase Center in their beds, probably watching the game, getting a good night rest. I don't know why that always just intrigues me a little bit, Dibs. Yeah, thinking of Julius Randle at the Four Seasons, you know, with a remote in his hand.
Shout out to St. Regis right down the street from our old shop.
St. Regis,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, there's a few hotels that, you know, each team picks a different hotel.
Right. There's a few in the Rota, but it's funny because one time the Spurs were in town and I went to the Grove, that little spot we used to go to, that little restaurant.
Wow.
Back when we actually went places, and Manu Ginobili walks in. He's standing just in front of me getting a breakfast burrito. And you look at him, and not that he looks small on the floor, you know, when you watch an NBA game, you look at Manu, you wouldn't necessarily call him, quote, small. But when you see 6'5 in person, it's like, this dude is huge.
Yeah.
But, you know, compared to David and Tim and, you know, Shaq and all these other guys, it's like, that dude's tiny out there, and then you see him in person. Anyway, that was my my Manu moment. Shout out the Knicks watching the game in their hotel room.
Well, that's the kind of thing with Curry. You know, it's like, it's kind of two things. People say, well, one of the reasons everybody likes Curry is, you know, because you can relate to him. He's like us. No, he's not. Right. I mean, you know, I'd like to think I'm 5'11", kind of shrinking to 5'10", but you get up to Curry. I mean, Curry's bigger
shocking
than me. I mean, he's big, like 6'3", is pretty big, people. It might not be big NBA-wise, but when you're standing in line at the Grove, 6'3", is pretty big, and 6'5", 6'5", is even bigger. So, yeah, just a good night for the Golden State Warriors, and now the Knicks come in tonight.
Playing good defense. Word on the street is Thibodeau's got him playing good defense. So styles make fights. You know, they might try to muck it up tonight.
You know what, Goo? At first I snickered when you said Knicks are playing good defense, but I'd forgotten Thibodeau's the coach.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's
a kind of, you know what? Come to think of it, I don't know why the hell I'm thinking of Julius Randle laying on his bed with a remote. I should be thinking of Thibodeau laying on the bed with his remote. Because he's probably, he'll have a game plan. Whether it can be executed or not, I don't know. But Thibodeau will have a game plan. We can ask Frank Isola about Thibodeau and how things are working out in New York. But the Warriors, boy, they've played well recently. They're 8-4. They're 8-4, Dibs, since they lost their first two games.
Right, and 8-6 overall. And what are they, 6-4 with Draymond Green? Because they were 2-2 in the four games he missed. Yeah. You know, in Guru and golf, they have a thing called consolidating your skins. If the four of us play golf, the three of us and nice job.
Heard of this. Yeah.
Whoever wins the hole gets a skin, but you don't actually get the money for winning that hole until you tie or win the next hole. So in basketball, when you have a nice win, like the Laker win, you have to consolidate that with another win, which they did against San Antonio.
Wow.
So now you're looking to consolidate the win that you had against San Antonio tonight against the New York Knicks. And obviously, tougher games lie ahead, but this is one you look at, and I don't know if you have the spread with you. You always seem to have your finger on the pulse, but Warriors are probably favored by 4.5 or 5, and so this feels like a game that you should get.
Dibs, I appreciate that. You just took me to school with that. The Guru computer just took that as the 2-for-1. You got to win 2 to get the credit for the 1. If I could paraphrase what you just laced me with. Okay, I like that.
Especially
so, yeah,
when it's a game you should win, you know. No. This is, you know, now if you're going up against a tough team on the road in a back-to-back, it might be more difficult. Like a trip to Denver on the second half, but Knicks at home,
right.
I mean, this is one you – Stein, you're thinking about this is a not a could, but a should.
And real quick, Stein, I said this to you on the green room. I gotta check myself right now because I'm looking forward to what you said was gonna be a beast of a game. But if the Warriors and I can't do this, I shouldn't. But I'm looking past the Knicks to that new Utah showdown. Warriors go beat Utah, then the rest of the world's gonna start whispering sweet nothings about, oh hey, you seeing what's going on in Golden State? They got something going. But they got to put that on the back burner, take care of business today with the Knicks. But, Steinie, they beat Utah in Utah Saturday night. I think Monday when we reconvene, everybody, the word on the street will be, oh, you know, Warriors got something going.
Yeah, I'd like to think that last night's win and momentum will be able to carry them tonight. Tonight, to me, is a game that I file under. If they're ready to play and they play hard, they're probably going to win even if they don't necessarily play great or shoot great. As long as they play hard and they're conscientious, I think the Golden State Warriors will get one tonight. All right, 888-957-9570. Have your expectations changed with this team? Coming up at 12:30, we're going to tell you about a monster giveaway we're doing tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss that for an opportunity to get something I know you're going to love. Frank Isola at noon. Jockberty at 12:45, and I will unveil my rookie rankings on the other side. And that's all sponsored by Outdoor Supply Hardware. New year, new hue. A fresh start begins at Outdoor Supply Hardware. Whether you're ready to take on an indoor painting project or you've resolved to finally organize your shed, you can shop the solutions and sales at Outdoor Supply Hardware through January 31st.
You're listening to Steinie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Golden State Warriors, New York Knicks. Tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off at the Chase Center. 5:30 is when the pregame starts with John Dickinson, Ryan Covey, and Jim Barnett. And the Warriors got a little something rolling right now. They've won 8 of 12. They're 8-6, and they're sitting in the fifth spot in the Western Conference. Season about 20% over. We're creeping in between a small sample size and a less small sample size. But nevertheless, 14 games is 14 games. And I think we'd have to all acknowledge it's – I mean, is there anybody out there that wouldn't say that wouldn't say a nice start for the Golden State Warriors? Goo?
No. And okay. If they did, fellas, I think they'd be hating.
All right. I mean, you think there's anybody out there that expected more from the Warriors? And if so, was that fair, Dibs?
No, I'm sure the most idealistic fanboy or fangirl individuals, even at that point, what are you going to say? 14-0, we should be unbeaten.
Right.
I mean, you look at the way it played out with early COVID situations and no Draymond, and then a tough road stretch, a couple of impressive wins. There hasn't been one that you could say that they straight up gave away per se of the six losses.
Right.
You got blasted twice, and the other games you lost were tough games, or you know, you had the splits against Portland and you had the split against Sacramento. And as we indicated, and
Clippers.
I'd like the Clippers, thank you. I'd like somebody to do the research, maybe when the season's half over, on how did teams do when they played each other in back-to-back situations? Because you're going to have more of those this year than ever before. And how many of those are splits? What percentage were home team sweeps, splits, or road team sweeps? Because those are the three possibilities therein. So in the light of that, they had two of those, right? And so they split both.
Right.
So there's four of their six losses, and the other two losses, they just weren't great games. So
yeah, well,
I don't know how you
could
I don't know how you could look at this team and think that they should be any better than they are.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. The games they lost, like that, I don't think they had one stolen from them. In other words, they got beat bad the first two games. They went to Denver. They had no right winning that game. They didn't play well enough. But yeah, by and large, it's been upbeat. Let's quick go to City Boy. City Boy's in San Francisco. Wants to talk about the expectations. What's up, City Boy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, man, I'm really enjoying the start to the season. You know, the Warriors are comporting themselves so well. This is what I expected out of this team, but I thought it was going to take 30, 40, maybe 50 games for them to get to the point that they're at now already. And not to say we're not going to see, you know, some more down points. And I mean, it's going to be a work in progress, but Steve Kerr is doing a remarkable job. Draymond and Steph are phenomenal. And this is as fun as it was back in like 2014 when we were kind of, you know, when we took out Denver in the first round. This feels a little like that year where you really see something building. It's pretty exciting. One thing I wanted to say though was, Bob Myers has got to be sitting there getting ready to go knock on Joe Lacob's door and ask him about maybe adding, because this team really, I mean, if you look at what this team's missing, it's not a lot. And if they could pluck, let's say, a Davis Bertans or something from a team that's down and out like Washington and get a sniper on this team, I think sky's the limit. And they could actually push for, you know, I don't want to say a championship, but who knows, you know? So anyway, I'm excited, man, and enjoy the season.
Thanks, City Boy. Appreciate it. Two things there. They still need – he just signed a contract extension before the season. They need – you know, they could use at least one more shooter, maybe two. But having said that, they're maxing out on what they've got now. Come on, Warrior fans, admit it. This is better than the championship years. This regular season's better than the championship years. That third year with Durant, it was a snoozer, Dibs. Oh. Snoozer year. I mean, this, you turn on the TV, you don't know what you're going to get. You're pleasantly surprised. This is better than the championship regular season. Right, Dibs?
No, it's not. It's better than some, but better than most, as I channel my inner PGA Tour announcer right there. But it's not better than the first year of the championship when they went 67-15, because that was a party that never felt like it was going to stop, and then it didn't. The 73-9 regular season, and again, we're talking regular seasons, that regular season was better than what we have right here because they were chasing history. Little did we know that it wouldn't eventually go in their favor. The first year of Durant, that regular season, better than this one. The newness of KD and the super team, the Hamptons Five. Now, other than those three, which only leaves two, the other two, I'll give it to you. But the other three I mentioned.
That's not what you said at all.
You said this year is better than the court stenographer, if you wouldn't mind reading that back for us.
Somebody, I'm pretty sure I might have convoluted. I might have said championship years, and I think I said, come on, Dibs, this is better than Durant's third year.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.